This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Reports continue to emerge from Israel about atrocities committed by Hamas militants when they invaded the country. Israel Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
There was bodies scattered everywhere, mutilated, women and children that were handcuffed and shot, executed, houses torched and burned, and people who were either burned inside or suffocated.
Israel is now preparing for a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, but CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb says a second front may be opened along the northern border.
Israel is taking no chances. CBS News has witnessed a mass mobilization of tanks and soldiers following four consecutive days of incoming rocket fire from southern Lebanon.
Allahu Akbar!
Dozens of northern Israeli communities have already been evacuated.
The White House estimates 22 Americans have been killed and says 17 are unaccounted for. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the U.S. is considering using its special forces to rescue any American hostages.
There is a special operations command at the American Embassy in Israel that would be involved in any hostage rescue, and additional American planners and intelligence specialists have been sent to assist. As of now, Delta and SEAL Team 6 members are in the U.S. waiting for the Israelis to request help.
House Republicans have nominated Steve Scalise to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
Will be to make it clear that we stand with Israel. The McCall-Meeks resolution will be our first order of business.
It's not clear if Scalise has enough votes to become Speaker. However, he got 113 votes in a secret ballot, but needs 217. A study has found negative effects on the brains of children from some herbicides. CBS's Michael George has that.
UC San Diego researchers looked at children ages 11 to 17 living in Ecuador, an agricultural country where many are exposed to DEET, glyphosate, and 2,4-D. Children with higher amounts of chemicals in their body had lower attention and inhibitory control, and lower memory and learning and language performance.
An attempt is underway to have a judge in Oklahoma removed from the bench because of the content of more than 500 text messages she exchanged with her bailiff during a murder trial.
The Chief Justice of the Oklahoma Supreme Court is recommending the removal of a district court judge. An investigation found Tracy Soderstrom mocked prosecutors, praised the defense attorney, and called the prosecutor key witness a liar.
CBS's Jim Krasula. The 1984 American Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton has pneumonia and is in intensive care in Texas. Her daughter says the 55-year-old Retton can't breathe on her own and is fighting for her life. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the
7th annual Cap Times Idea Fest returned to Madison September 17th, featuring conversations with leaders in government, business, education, social justice, and culture. Idea Fest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin and how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. Civic Media proudly partnered with Idea Fest and will present segments of this year's recorded gathering this weekend across the Civic Media Network. Tune in Saturday at 2 p.m. on your favorite Civic Media.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it is a whopper of a Wednesday edition, but we have a nation and mini crisis. We are a nation without a Speaker of the House.
Oh, I've been able to sleep at night. I don't know about you. Good to see you, Crudy. Nate, work on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Happy hump day to us all.
Dominic, we've got a fine guest joining us in the Happier Happy Hour, 5:30 today. James Causey coming over from the Journal Sentinel. And I don't know if you've seen the ads, but there is a dark money group putting up some misleading ads that are anti-CRT, critical race theory, Dom. So James Causey is going to have some comment on the reporting I found at the Journal Sentinel today. He's joining us at 5:30. So looking forward to that, Dom. But I want to start with the speaker race. You know, it's a race. And Kevin McCarthy's over on the sideline saying, I'm still here. I'm still here. Apparently, Kevin McCarthy would like to let you know that he's waiting in the wings just in case, just in case.
Yes.
But we have this Steve Scalise character. And I didn't think, because of the active treatment for cancer, I didn't think he would be considered a candidate. You know, perhaps some health concerns might not be up to the job. In fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I ain't voting for him. He's got cancer. MTG, that's your girl. Anyways.
Yes, yes.
But I would say, despite his health condition, I find him truly despicable, Dom. And I find this a very Faustian contrast between what? Scalise, who is a self-described David Duke without the baggage. And then there's the other guy. The other guy's Jim Jordan, and I think it's fair to describe him as perhaps Denny Hassert without the baggage.
Without the baggage. Oh, my. This is the best that the Republicans in the House have to offer, a David Duke light and a Denny Hassert light.
Well, and they've still got Kevin McCarthy, the only speaker in the history of the House ever to have been fired. So by a small margin, apparently Scalise won the caucus today, the caucus vote. But he hasn't won the speakership. He's not the Speaker of the House yet because you got to win.
The caucus vote, 113 to 99 behind a closed door conference meeting.
That is a slim enough margin. And I've already seen some statements out there, Dom, you know, like, I'm not voting for Steve Scalise. That's Chip Roy's latest. They haven't taken a vote because they don't have the votes. If they had the votes, They'd have taken the vote. That's
for the full House to vote. Because, of course, the Democrats are all going to vote for Hakeem Jeffries.
Well, why would we vote for either of those terrible candidates? That's a terrible choice.
Any chance like a couple of moderates come over and vote for Jeffries?
Dominic, I just want to bring up, just in case you or anyone would question why I would say this about Steve Scalise, David Duke without the baggage, because that's what he said about himself, according to this reporting. I found it over at The Guardian. Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican, who some in his party reportedly want to elect as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives after the stunning and historic removal of Kevin McCarthy, was once reported to have called himself David Duke without the baggage. Now, Duke, if you're unaware, is the former Grand Wizard of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, an avowed white supremacist who ran for Louisiana governor, the U.S. House and Senate, and for president, and who in 2003 was sentenced to 15 months in jail for mail and tax fraud. Which baggage? Is it the mail and the tax fraud baggage?
Right. There's so much baggage, perhaps he should articulate and specify for us.
Dominic Scalise, now 57, was elected to Congress in 08. He became Republican House Whip in 14 and was elected Majority Leader in 2022 as a hardline conservative acceptable to the far right of his party, which has now successfully rebelled against McCarthy. And ahead of McCarthy's removal, Scalise implored his fellow Republicans to keep doing this work that we were sent here to do, rather than focus on ejecting the Speaker. This isn't the time to slow the process down, said Scalise, denying interest in the speakership. Well, that didn't take long. Apparently, he's...
If called, I will answer.
Dom, but the speakership may offer Scalise a tempting prize. If he is elevated into the role, he will become the highest-ranking member of Congress ever to come from the state of Louisiana. And Politico's Olivia Beavers reported last Tuesday that Scalise had started to reach out to House members ahead of launching his bid for the speakership. He's getting good support already. Oh, is he? Now, I want to get back to the David Duke part, because that's the more interesting part to me, Dom. Duke, Scalise's fellow Louisianan, last made national headlines when he supported Donald Trump for president in 16. Support Trump was slow to disavow.
There's a shocker.
He claimed he didn't know who David Duke was at the moment, right? Even though he had publicly taken pictures and talked to the guy and whatever. But, you know, Trump, it all fades from memory. But 2 years before that, Steve Scalise ran into controversy and his remarks about Duke surfaced after a blogger revealed Scalise's attendance, wait for it, Dom, at a white supremacist concert, just a conference, organized by David Duke in 2002. So Scalise actually went to a white supremacist conference organized by David Duke. And Scalise, whose district includes a large suburban area of New Orleans that Duke once represented in Louisiana state legislature, said he had been seeking support for legislation that focused on cutting wasteful state spending, eliminating government corruption, and stopping raid heights, and wholeheartedly condemned the views of the group concerned. He, being Scalise, said attending the conference was a mistake I regret, as he emphatically opposed the divisive racial and religious views that the groups like these hold. You know, he's a Catholic Dom. A little bit more here. I'm jumping around a bit. Duke, however, told the Washington Post, Scalise would communicate a lot with my campaign manager, Kenny Knight. That's why he was invited and why he would come. Kenny knew Scalise. Scalise knew Kenny. They were friendly. And Dom, that wasn't the end of it. The controversy deepened when Stephanie Grace, a Louisiana politics reporter and columnist, told the New York Times that at the start of Scalise's legislative career, while explaining his politics, he told her he was like David Duke without the baggage. Now, Dom, Grace said she thought Scalise had meant he supported the same policy ideas as David Duke, but he wasn't David Duke, and that he didn't have the same feelings about certain people as David Duke did. But he did go to the white supremacist concert, conference, not a concert.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
Anyways,
I'll jump in here.
That's up there.
Scalise did not comment on Grace's remarks, but Chuck Keckley, the Republican speaker of the Louisiana State House at the time, told the paper comparisons between Scalise and the Klan leader were not fair to Steve at all. Nonetheless, the Duke controversy has followed Scalise throughout his career in Republican leadership, which has seen him surviving being seriously wounded in a mass shooting in 2017, become one of five Louisiana Congress members to vote against certifying some election results hours after the deadly Capitol attack of January 6th, and become majority leader in 2002 in August of this year, announced a cancer diagnosis as mentioned. David Duke. I'm like, David Duke without the baggage. And how? But you went to the white supremacist conference because you were looking for what? Shared ideas about keeping tax rates low? Really? That's what brings everybody together at the white supremacist conference? Tax policy? Come on, man. You know, I've been to lots of concerts in my life and a few conferences. I've never stumbled in to a bar or a hotel conference room where there's a white nationalist conference going on. I thought, hell, I'm going to stick around and hang out and see what's happening. Maybe we have some like ideas.
How hard can that be? Saying that Nazis are bad.
Nazis are bad. Come on, Steve Scalise. Oh, and this guy, this is who the Republicans have elevated to the top of their party. Barely.
Well, you know, I did also publish on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page a little coverage of the former Ohio State wrestlers saying that, you know, Jim Jordan is not really fit to be the Speaker of the House either. So you've got the David Duke without the baggage, and as I like to think of him, Denny Hassert without the baggage, question mark?
David Duke light, Denny Hastert light. Ah, at least they're, you know, what, moving away from the sexual abuse and terrible racism. You know, KKK, really? Steve Scalise, you agree on tax policy, though, right?
Dominic, I was listening to Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today here in Madison. Your girl Vicky down the dial. She had a guest, Tom Tiffany, congressman from the state of Wisconsin. Now, he's an avowed Jim Jordan guy. He was quick to tell Vicky. And wasn't real clear that he was ready to jump on the Scalise bandwagon, Dom. But here's the question. Why didn't they have a vote? If they got the votes, and I mean, Scalise is literally the whip. It's his job to go find the votes. Right. But if they had the votes, why don't we have a Speaker of the House? They cannot proceed. There is nothing happening for lack
because,
of speaker.
Because
of the, House.
the same folks that want to burn it all down are going to demand a pound of flesh. Like, I mean, how is Steve Scalise going to be in any different of a situation than Kevin McCarthy was?
Well, he hasn't yet been expelled for the first time in history as Speaker of the House. You know, there's
not yet
precedent not yet. Set, Dom. Now there's a roadmap. Come back with us. We got a roadmap to greatness right here on the radio dial. You could be a part. 844-967-2789. And Dom, there's someone famous coming to Waukesha County. A brush with greatness. We've mentioned this to each other before we came on the air, but I'm curious. Who would you go out to a Costco to see? How famous do they have to be for you to go to Costco? Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes to together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon, under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
The 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Make sure you stick around. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard will join us at the bottom of the hour.
Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader. Just so you don't think Mitch McConnell's showing up at 4:30. I know you
the
said.
Turtle.
You said. The Jordan Love Boat. Damn. I got to tell you. I enjoyed myself at the concert last night with Mrs. Scrutiny, and I did embarrass her at one moment, at least during the evening, yeah. As it was her birthday observed. And, you know, it was a smaller, intimate venue, and I had never seen this Amos Lee guy, but he was damn good. I got to tell you, best concert I saw all year. And we were kind of up front, and I was kind of doing the white guy dance a little bit, something. When my wife demonstrated, she said it was sort of the side to the head, you know, sort of the Night at the Roxbury thing I had going on. Yeah. And at some point she became a little mortified, you know, because what's the thing? Dance like nobody's looking at you. But with this big melon head in the front row, literally everybody could see me. And she was not proud.
Good story, Mike.
Well, that was the great part of the list.
I mean, how many times has your wife not been proud of you, Curdy? Was that just the first time?
Oh, yeah. Far from the 21 years, dude. Far from the first time that I have embarrassed Mrs. Scrutiny. But happy birthday, hon. I hope she had a great birthday. And then I dragged her into a sports bar. And one other thing I'd point out, we were at the Pablo Center, and the artist came out and he said, the Pablo Center or the Paul Center. You know what I mean? Like it was sort of dry humor. I thought it was funny, but we went to this beautiful venue, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. And I told you, I bought a round of drinks, you know, just the wife and I, and a couple of snacks, $21. I came back for many more. I knowing that
what?
Effectively, that was like three drinks and a couple of snacks, $21, man, that is a value. If you're going to the Pablo Center, tell them Crudy said shouldn't have to, because it is a drinking value. But then I had to hustle off to a sports bar and see the end of the Packer game last night. And I was hopeful. You and I have sort of a standing thing going here. And you apparently are keeping score of such a thing. But at the end, the only thing I really saw was the fourth quarter drive when, you know, you're hopeful and you think, oh man, the Packers, they're about to score. They're about to go ahead. They're about to win this game. And Love threw his third interception of the game. No touchdowns last night. He's got a passer rating in the month of October of under 33.
Oh, damn.
That can't be good. That cannot be good.
It's higher than Aaron Rodgers.
It might be too soon. It might be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
that's tough. Tough to win game. Well, that's like, even at that point, Crew, there was still hope in the air, man. I mean, they're still down. If they scored a touchdown, they would have won the game.
I know. But they didn't.
No, they didn't.
And it was deflating. And now, you know, I owe you. And oh, man. And I've got this boat I've named after the guy. You know, so I got a vested interest in how this season goes. Not just, you know, with you, but also, you know, sort of bragging rights. I get in the Jordan Love boat. I got to get her in the water at least one more time this year, Dom.
You're running out of time, man.
Well, a couple more interceptions. If he's in Fields territory, if his stat line starts looking like the Chicago Bears quarterback, I might have to, you know, there's a little plug in the back of the boat. I might have to roll her off the ramp, the plug out.
Just send her out to sea, put some gasoline, have some, you know, flaming arrows to shoot at it like the old Vikings, and they love you, baby.
It's fiberglass. I'm less clear what the outcome.
No, it's totally fine. It works. It's fine. Let's just try it. It'll be great, man. It's a really, really pretty colors when it burns.
I tell you what, Dom. I'll put you in the fiberglass boat someday for your funeral pier, tier, whatever they call it.
My funeral pyre.
Hopefully I'll be at yours and you won't be at mine.
Hopefully they're not at the same time.
But anyways, I'll put you in a fiberglass boat to burn, because they'll never forget that smell.
Oh, poor Packers. Tough beginning of the season. But the good news is my Lions are looking really strong.
Yeah, that's not great news either. We're in the same division. We're under 500. I think the Packers are going to a bye week, right? And the Brewers were out of the playoffs in 27 hours, felt like 27 minutes. And, you know, so I got like the Badgers. We play Iowa this weekend. I'm looking forward
Bucks
to that
and
game.
Six, baby. I told you it's basketball season.
The preseason has begun across the Civic Media Network, six different markets, but I'm not thinking that hard. I had a few too many last night, Dom. So
yes.
I'm not going to try to pull out of the recesses of my brain or anywhere else all the different places where you can listen to Bucks basketball, but let's just say it's six of them. Dom, the Jordan Love boat, it's still floating on the right side for now. My fear is if I did set it on fire, it would float back to me. It would burn down my pier, maybe my house, or it would float over to the neighbors. And you know, because I publicly said it's my boat, right? Everyone, oh, that's an ugly green and yellow boat. That's Crudy's love boat. So anyways, Melissa Agard, it'll take a better tone. I can tell the show's going to get better right now, Dom, with the addition of a fine guest. We're going to do some adulting now. We've got the Senate Minority Leader from the great state of Wisconsin. She's Melissa Agard. Stick around. I'm sure you will.
CBS News special report. Israeli airstrikes continue in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian officials now say more than 1,200 people have been killed. CBS's Holly Williams says the airstrikes are terrifying.
When those airstrikes come down, they are extremely loud. And if you're close enough, they actually make the earth shudder. And so the psychological impact of that in an area that's so densely populated, it's really hard to put into words.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says discussions are now underway about getting civilians in the Gaza Strip out of harm's way.
Civilians are not to blame for what Hamas has done. They didn't do anything wrong, and we continue to support safe passages. I don't have an announcement to make today. I can't tell you a specific route or a corridor. I just want to make it clear that we are actively working on this with our Egyptian and our Israeli counterparts.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
American woman. Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Dom, it's getting better right now. We got a fine guest who joins us. She is State Senator Melissa Agard, friend of ours, the minority leader, a Democrat. Welcome back, Melissa.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Melissa, thanks for joining us.
And I know you use that term loosely around here, but we appreciate you doing so. Melissa, let's start with the advice of apparently former Justice Prosser to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Probably know they're there for the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. No crime, no corruption. Don't do it. Melissa, do you think it's the last we've heard of impeachment talk from the Assembly?
Well, you know, I have to check and see if this is an alternative reality where there's a day where I actually agree with David Prosser. But he did make the right call here, and I hope that Speaker Voss is listening to him. Impeachment is not something to throw around lightly. I think that he was right on the money that if you disagree with someone, if we have partisans starting to threaten each other with impeachment simply because of political disagreements, that is not good for democracy. That's not good for Wisconsin. Despite that being said, I never say never in Wisconsin because it's a pretty crazy time in our state. And as soon as you think it's not going to get crazier, it certainly does.
And Melissa, there has been a Senate vote. You serve in the state Senate. Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator, well, they have pulled some sort of shenanigans, to my opinion, malarkey, perhaps, use your own adjective here, some we can't use on the radio. But anyways, they've tried to pull her nomination forward, despite the fact that her nomination is not valid. There wasn't a proper quorum, but we've already seen this vote. And we know that Robin Voss has threatened to impeach her as well, but apparently he's just going to wait and see how the lawsuits go. Melissa, as the minority leader, what do you think there are any boundaries from your colleagues across the aisle to what they may consider?
Well, we know in Wisconsin that our elections are safe and secure and they're fair. And in fact, over the last decade, we've moved in the wrong direction, making it harder for people to vote instead of removing barriers for people to legally vote in the state of Wisconsin. And that is not good for foundational democracy. Megan Wolf is revered by her colleagues across the nation for being able to hold it together in Wisconsin, being able to support our election officials and our clerks and our volunteers across the state in red communities and blue communities during a pandemic and a very heightened election with our previous president on the ballot, throwing his partisan jabs at it. And she rose above the fray. It is a very studied election. And in fact, all the members of the assembly and half the members of the Senate were on the ballot at the same time, and no one is questioning the validity of their elections. The fact that Republicans and the legislature continue to beat this drum and feeding election deniers their chum so that they can stir their base up, frankly, is frightening. It should frighten everyone, regardless of who it is that you vote for at the top of the ticket. And we need to continue doing everything that we can in Wisconsin, standing up to ensure that we are a beacon of safe, secure, and fair elections. And, you know, I'm grateful for Megan and her work there. And I know that there are election officials of all sorts of political flavors that feel the same way. It's unfortunate in the Capitol building that's not happening.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Wisconsin State Senator Melissa Agard. She is the Senate Minority Leader and a friend of ours. We appreciate you coming around, Melissa. Transparency seems to be a problem with some of these Republicans. And you know, we refer to this Prosser recommendation to Voss. Apparently, there's some other justices or former justices that are also advising. But for this to come out, American Oversight's asking for open records and trying to get a hold of us. And this is the same trend we've seen from Robin Voss with the Gableman and other issues going back. What is it about the transparency? It doesn't seem to me that if you're going to have this kind of very important impeachment process, if you're very concerned about corruption at the highest levels of the Wisconsin judiciary, that this is something you would have an open committee hearing on, Melissa. What's your sense on why or how or what is the point of the, you know, behind closed doors? What's the problem with transparency?
Well, I can't answer the problem with transparency from their perspective. And frankly, it would scare me if I crawled into their minds and tried to find their answers.
All right.
But, you know, I am a strong advocate and have a proven track record of trying to create more transparency in government at all levels. And, you know, we all have people who we call and we ask advice on, but for Speaker Voss and his role of this very powerful role as the Speaker of the State Assembly here in the state of Wisconsin to call on former Supreme Court justices and not say who they are and ask them for their opinions and, you know, toot his horn and thinking that that adds validity to the questions that he's asking, that, you know, these people have these titles that they have held previously, but not sharing who they are and exactly what it is that he is asking for from them. How can we trust him? How do we go forward and how can we trust that he's going to be making decisions in the best interest of people in Wisconsin? Frankly, Robin Voss has a history of backroom deals and putting the needs of his wealthy and well-connected cronies before the needs of the good people of the state of Wisconsin. And frankly, the bosses of the legislature are the good people of the state of Wisconsin. They should be able to see and know that our government is working on their behalf, as is written on the ceiling of the governor's conference room. The will of the people shall be the law of the land. Robin needs to check in with who his actual bosses are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got a fine guest. She is Melissa Agard, state senator, our friend. Melissa, I don't think there is a lot of accountability from these Republicans to their constituents. And I don't want to argue about gerrymandering. I think we're on the same side. But some of the legislative pieces that they have rolled out, and currently there are some anti-transitioning legislative pieces, anti-transitioning sexually for minors, and it is despite and counter to what the medical professionals say. Of course, we've got the same situation in place with an 1849 reproductive ban, or pardon me, abortion ban. Although that's arguable, whether it's valid, it is completely contrary to what medical professionals would seek to allow for their patients. So here's my question. Why would we believe any of these Republicans are doing what's in the best interest of their constituents when they don't regard medical professionals and they do exactly what's contrary to what they're being told?
You know, absolutely. You know, I think it is, as you point out, important for us to honor people who are professionals in the fields that they are. So honoring doctors to make the best decisions for their patients, honoring professionally educated teachers to be able to make the best decisions in classrooms with our kids. Those, you know, people go to school, they become smart. They decide that they're going to serve the greater good of their communities as they move forward. And to know that there is a small number of legislators who have an immense amount of power in their hands and think they can usurp science and facts and real information, frankly, is destroying democracy in Wisconsin. And as you point out, I mean, fundamentally, we need to make sure that we do have fair maps so that the people are actually choosing their elected officials as opposed to elected officials cherry picking who it is that they want to represent, so that they can continue moving forward with their political ideologies as opposed to moving forward with what is best for the people of the state of Wisconsin. We've seen, despite the fact that we are providing abortion services in Wisconsin again, we've seen abortion bills coming through the legislature again, restrict, you know, Republicans introduced and going through committee and voting on, likely to come to the floor, again, restricting women's abilities to make very important private and personal healthcare decisions for themselves. We know that in the state assembly, there were three pieces of legislation that were moving through different committees last week, attacking trans kids and trans folks in the state of Wisconsin, frankly, harming these people. In both of these situations, whether it's abortion bills or the trans healthcare attack legislation, Governor Evers is going to veto that, and the Republicans know it. And what we have is Republicans who are virtue signaling to their base so that they can continue to stir them up, even though they know that these things are never going to become law. And frankly, they should not become law because science and facts matter and people's lives matter.
Melissa, I want to ask about one of your constituents in the state Senate, a gentleman named Corey Tomchick. He has been involved in a lawsuit with the Wausau Pilot and Review, apparently taking umbrage with the fact that they reported that he, prior to being a Wisconsin state senator, used a homophobic slur toward a 13-year-old boy at a local government meeting in Marathon County. Seemingly, this man has some resources. He's seeming to sue the hell out of this little organization. And as mentioned, you know, tearing democracy apart, what we need are local reporters. We need local media. We need newspapers and radio, all that are addressed and able to tap into what's going on in the local market. And this kind of action certainly would seem to deaden that ability to do so. My understanding, according to the Cap Times, you and Rep. Jimmy Anderson have proposed some slap laws. I want to get your sense on why you think this is necessary and what you're hoping to accomplish and where we stand with this bill.
A free, fair press is fundamental to a good democracy and, frankly, to a civilized society. It's protected in our First Amendment in the United States Constitution. And to think that there are people who are well-connected, as Senator Tomchick is, and who have power and money, thinking that they can come in and squelch the voices of the press, investigative reporting, and bullying them out of telling the truths within their communities is not good for anyone. He didn't like what they said. He was embarrassed by what came out of his mouth. He realized it was wrong, but he's not backing down. And instead of apologizing, what he's doing is doubling down and trying to silence the press and put them out of business. we don't move forward with that. We need truth tellers in society. We need people to understand the differences between the different viewpoints and who it is that they should be supporting to make sure that their values are adequately being represented in our government.
Melissa, how would you define, how would this legislative piece define a slap lawsuit? What, for dumb guys like me, what's that mean?
Well, we would be able to, the person who is, you know, the journalist in the, in this case, it's a like a blog type situation. They have reported on a story. And what we have is Corey Chomchek saying that that is not true. I didn't say that. You weren't there in the room. Well, y'all are reporters. You tell stories all the time. You don't need to be in the room in order to tell a story or to tell a truth. And it has been proven that they did do due diligence, but he is continuing to sue it into higher and higher courts. And what this would allow is for a final decision to be made, and it wouldn't be able to go any further. What Corey Chomchek is doing is very similar to what Donald Trump has done with media at the national level, and trying to silence the voices of those reporters. And the slap, this anti-slap legislation would prevent that from happening. It would make sure that our reporters can tell the truth to their listeners and to their readers.
SLAP meaning strategic lawsuits against public participation. And according to the Cap Times, 33 states and Washington, D.C. have anti-SLAP laws on the books. Wisconsin, not yet one of them. Melissa, what's the response been from the Republicans across the aisle on this particular piece of legislation?
Well, as you can imagine, I don't know if you have a sound effect that sounds like crickets, but right now would be the time that you should play it. All right.
Minority Leader State Senator Melissa Agard, friend of the Devil's Advocates. There are so many reasons why I'm glad that you represent us. Thanks for coming around, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll open up the phone lines and talk about a local UW alumni who's turned bad. More Devil's Advocates.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. Join us anytime at 844-967-2789 or just download the Civic Media app. You can click on a button and it'll automatically text or call at your convenience.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one. She was Melissa Agard, and she's a friend of ours, State Senator, Minority Leader for the Democratic Party in the State Senate. And Dom, I asked for the Badger theme music. You know, when you say Wisconsin, you've said it all, fella. But there's one alumni, and I was at the homecoming game on Saturday with my sons, and I was looking for one letter winner, one man out there on the field, and I didn't see him. He was conspicuous in his absence, but he was a great athlete at UW, a wrestler, but it's been all downhill since then. John Nichols, our pal over at the Cap Times, writes, Jim Jordan is proof that UW can graduate right-wing zealots.
See?
Conservatives have been claiming for decades that the University of Wisconsin-Madison is brainwashing young people to make them liberals. The problem with that claim is some of the most right-wing figures in American politics are UW grads. Just look at Republican Donald Trump tapped as his choice to serve as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, the Ohio Republican who got Trump's blessing blessing in the race to replace ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy, graduated from UW in 1986 with a degree in economics and a record as a two-time NCAA Division I wrestling champion for the school. His later career as an Ohio State wrestling coach who allegedly failed to report sexual abuse remains the subject of ongoing controversy. Not only did he fail to report it, he begged people to shut up about it because he wanted to run for Congress. So Jordan's a Badger, but he's no liberal. Just ask Liz Cheney, the former House Republican Conference chair who lost her seat in a 2022 Wyoming Republican primary after rejecting Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential. Like her father, former VP Dick Cheney, hated that guy. Liz Cheney is an old school social conservative and foreign policy hawk. But as everyone knows, she broke with Trump in 2021 and became one of the sharpest critics of the Trump-aligned faction of extreme right-wingers that now dominates the party of Lincoln. And Cheney places Jordan squarely in the extremist camp, where House Republicans, to make him speaker, Cheney argued in an October 4th speech at the University of Minnesota, it would be an ominous development for her party and the country. Here's her quote, Dom. If they were to decide that Jim Jordan should be Speaker of the House, she warned, there would be no longer be any possible way to argue that a group of elected Republicans could be counted on to defend the Constitution.
Ouch. John Nichols writes further, in reality, the notion that elected Republicans are inclined as a group to defend the Constitution went out the window long ago. Cheney was a part of the problem when she chaired the House Republican Conference and served as one of the most hawkish members of a chamber that regularly rejected its constitutional duty to check and balance presidential war making and abuses of civil liberties. Cheney actually voted with Trump on a slightly more frequent basis than Jordan, though notably the paper trail of Jordan's rival in the speakership race, Louisiana Rep. Steve Scalise, was slightly more favorable to Trump. What Trump has always liked about Jordan is the Ohioan's bombastic approach to politics. As a founding member of the right-wing House Freedom Caucus, Jordan was once dismissed as a political terrorist by former House Speaker John Boehner. I never saw a guy who spent more time tearing things apart, never building anything, never putting anything together, said Boehner. Cheney's specific concerns about Jordan are rooted in the bitter experiences of her final term in the House when she and a handful of other Republicans tried to hold the former president to account for his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election, which he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. Yes, Trump lost, people. Both Jordan and Scalia were on the wrong side of that fight. But Cheney, the former co-chair of the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol, argues, quote, Jim Jordan knew more about what Donald Trump had planned for January 6th than any other member of the House of Representatives. Jim Jordan was involved, was part of the conspiracy in which Donald Trump was engaged as he attempted to overturn the election. Jordan, who was also involved, that he reportedly discussed the prospect, was so involved, Crudy, he reportedly discussed the prospect of Trump issuing preemptive pardons to former president congressional allies. The congressman went on to become one of Trump's most ardent defenders during his second impeachment in 2021. That gave Cheney plenty of reason to oppose Jordan, and it gave Trump just as many reasons to support him. So it came as no surprise within hours of Cheney's warning, Trump rejected overtures from House allies who wanted him to seek the speakership and endorsed Jordan's bid. Quote, "He will be a great speaker of the House," declared Trump, adding, "He is strong on crime, borders, our military and vets, and Second Amendment," unquote. The choice between Scalise and Jordan was never going to be an ideological one. To the former president's view, it was a loyalty test, and Jordan's biggest selling point was that he was stronger on Trump than any top Republican in the House. Jordan abused his authority as Judiciary Committee chair so egregiously that attorneys for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg alleged that he had engaged in a campaign of intimidation, retaliation, and obstruction in order to undermine efforts to prosecute Trump, who currently faces 91 criminal indictments and in a number of jurisdictions. And of course, Jordan has been leading the effort to impeach Trump's likely opponent in the 2024 presidential race, President Joe Biden, on charges so spurious that constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley, a frequent GOP witness on issues related to presidential accountability, told the House Oversight Committee he did not believe the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. If Jordan prevails in a speakership bid, the impeachment inquiry will likely proceed more aggressively than it had under McCarthy, who faced criticism from conservatives for his hesitancy regarding the initiative. Even if Jordan were to get the House to vote to impeach Biden, which is not guaranteed, the prospects for a conviction in the Democratic Senate would be slim. But it's worth noting that Jordan's bid for the speakership raised the prospect that a UW economics grad could be not just the most powerful Republican in Washington, but second in line of the presidential succession after Vice President Kamala Harris. Wow, what a thought. John Nichols at the Cap Times reporting.
Well, Wanker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, says, you know, they're indoctrinating the kids. Is that what they did to the Jim Jordan? Did he get indoctrinated at the UW? You know, I'm proud of the grads. I'm proud of the alums. Less so this one. This guy has put a stain on the entire Badger Nation. I hate to say it, but, you know, technically, I'm just a fan. You and I are UWL alums.
Yeah, go lacrosse, screaming Eagles, baby. Ah!
As mentioned, they did beat Whitewater this weekend. So all the Whitewater grads, you know, suck it. Sorry. Come back with us, a happier happy hour indeed, the Tuesday edition, and you can be a part. All you gotta do is dial the phone, 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates. When you say Devils, you've said it all.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local...
This is...